Welcome to the Unstoppable Success Podcast, where we spotlight visionary leaders who have mastered the art of growth, purpose, and powerful connections. I'm your host, Jacqueline Strominger, connector, high performance coach, and creator of the Leap to Your Success framework and Two Steps to Yes. Each week, we dive into bold insights, real conversations, and powerful strategies to fuel your growth, deepen your relationships, and ignite transformational momentum. And why? Because you were meant to be unstoppable. Now, let's leap into the podcast.
I should have just asked you beforehand. It's
Mariana.
All right, Mariana Henninger.
Mariana Henninger. Yep.
Henninger. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. Here we go. This is what happens when we start a podcast. We're like, wait a minute, we're going. All right. So welcome everybody. I am Jacqueline Strominger. I am the host of Unstoppable Success Podcast. You know, on this podcast, we hear from amazing leaders. We get their amazing wisdom, their insights, lessons that they've learned so that you can be unstoppable and have that unstoppable success. And I have a great guest to welcome today, Mariana Henninger. And let me tell you a little bit about Mariana. She's an Emmy Award-winning brand strategist who helps entrepreneurs and leaders become the undeniable go-to in their space. Her work focuses on accelerating trust sales through strategic brand storytelling, which is so important, especially through brand trust video that pre-sells before you ever pitch. And today we're going to dive into success, visibility, trust, intersect, and why branding is no longer optional for leaders who want unstoppable growth.
Let's go.
So I'm really curious, like, you know, we're talking about success. We're talking about, you know, we talk about brand. We talk about that whole storytelling. What made you jump into the video? I mean, storytelling, we always know stories sell, right?
Yeah.
So what made you get into the video, the pre-sale?
Well, I started my, I was a journalist and a documentary filmmaker for 15 years. And why video specifically? I mean, I actually started pretty early on with visuals. I was just kind of attracted to photography. That was sort of my way in. And it's kind of a funny story. I was embedded with some Bedouins in the Middle East doing like a photo essay for a newswire. And I spent probably like a week with them, like literally sleeping in their tents, eating their food, didn't speak a word of Arabic. We were just communicating with like sign language. And then I had like a colleague of mine who did speak Arabic, who was the reporter, and he came and actually talked to them and got their story. And the entire time I was thinking, man, if there was only one way that, you know, I'm going to put these photos out there, and but they don't really work without this written story. And so I remember thinking, if there's some way I could like combine their voices with these photos, like what could I do? And I was like, oh my gosh, that's video. And so at that point, I was like, I need to be doing video. I feel like there's so much that's, and photography is amazing. Right. Don't get me wrong, but that's how I fell into video. And obviously, you probably don't have to ask me. I'm sure your audience also knows the power of video. It's the thing that's closest to recreating human connection and human, you know, interaction at scale. So the idea that if you understand how to create a video that's really impactful, people not only are going to share it, they're going to remember it, they're going to talk about it, they're going to think of it whenever they think of that thing. And so when we think about positioning you as the undeniable go-to in your niche, it's a lot about how can we make you the person that people think of and trust and go to, whether it's for them, whether they're your ideal client or whether somebody else they come across would be your ideal client. What, how do we make you the person that people think about when they think about your thing?
Yeah. So I absolutely love that. Okay. But here's the thing that's coming to my brain. How do you make it not cringy? I mean, I understand, like I was looking at your website and I see, you know, it could be on your website. So people hear that, but I'm also thinking about, you know, when I guess the difference between the video that you get in an email when someone's like, hey, right? Or, you know, or I'm thinking, you know, I guess I have seen a few video emails that people come back and it's like, click on this link, or the video comes out and it's like, and it's somebody sharing something in an email, or you get the video, you know, in a messenger and you're just like, okay, you just like, that is just not even remotely related to me. You just basically
Yeah.
recorded that like 3 years ago and have sent it out. Like the hat, like, I'm just gonna use like happy birthday. Like, so how do we make it so people know the best way to use it and also not to make it cringy?
Yeah. That's a great. Yeah, that's a great question. We don't want cringe for sure. So what I specialize in, Jacqueline, is what I call the brand trust video, right? So this one piece of content that is not even I hate calling it content. It's a video. It's kind of like a trailer for your brand. It's very different than other content that you produce. And what it is how do we create that human connection, that standout, bond from the moment that people meet you for the first time. So it's almost as important to understand where it lives and how we use it as it is to understand what it is. And so I'll start with where it lives so you kind of get a sense of how it works. But it's basically when people sign up for your thing, when people come into your social media account, when they are in your when you're in their emails rather. So your email signature, it's pinned on your socials. It's on your About Me page or About Us page, which is the second most visited page on your website. People don't even realize that. Like, but people want to know, who are you, right? Who's this person behind this brand? And that's where it lives as well. So it lives on your sales page, clearly like bottom of not top of fold, right? Or not above fold. A little bit further down on your sales page, but nevertheless, that reminder of like, this is who you're buying from. If you are an author, it lives on your sales page there as well. It's the story of the author, right, behind the book. And so again, so as soon as people meet you, they should watch your brand video. And so what is it? What is this video? The purpose of this video is to, at the end of these 2.5 minutes that you're going to spend together, we want this person to, again, position you as that undeniable go-to in your niche for the thing that you offer. And how do we do that? So I have a framework. It's called the four trust triggers. And these are the four things that people need to feel about you in order to trust you. And trust is so important right now. I'm sure you've talked about this at length, all kind of realizing what's happening with obviously the ascension of AI with so much volume, so much noise out there. We don't know what's real, what's not. We don't know. I was just on a training where the guy was literally showing us not for us to do this, but how you can modify the numbers that show up on your Stripe account. So that you can have a very easy way to screenshot that you've made $10 million, right? And so like there's no trust left anymore. People have bought high.
I'm sorry. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I just like
It's so
fake your,
bad,
that's
right?
like fake your stripe. Oh my God. Like,
Well,
oh,
I mean, you could
who?
honestly even do that with ChatGPT
I
nowadays,
know.
right? You can
Right.
literally screenshot your Stripe account, a Stripe account, and say like, "Hey, can you change this number to blah blah blah?" And it will do it perfectly
Right.
in seconds. So anyway, we have
Oh,
all become
yeah.
burned. We have all become skeptical. And the antidote to that is building trust, right? And so how do we do that? What everyone else teaches is that you need to show up consistently. I was just on a training today where it's like the icons were like Hormozy's, Cody Sanchez, and I can't even remember people who put out a ton of content volume and they build their brand that way. That's not wrong. That's one way to do it, but that is a very high, costly, high, long game way to do
Right.
it. And my entire thought process has been, how can we make this faster? There's like not everybody has a Hormozy marketing team, media team. We're not all media companies, and we are. If you're running a business, depending on the size of your business, you're wearing a lot of hats, and you're the lead marketer and you're the service provider, like you're doing the front end or the back end, and you're
Entrepreneurs have that space where they, you know, there is the space where they do have to wear all the hats, and I don't care, you know, who you're talking to. You could hire VAs, you can do, but you're still wearing the hats. And so, yeah, so right, like even though
right.
you
You're
might
either
have the
wearing the
people,
hats or managing the people that are wearing the hats.
right,
So
who are
that's
doing the
another
hats
hat
for
to
you,
wear.
right.
Right. There's a lot of hats. And so the whole point is, again, how do we, what's the alternative? That's not going to work for me. I don't have an entire media team. I don't want to be on social 24/7. How can I do? I don't want to spend a gazillion dollar on ads. I'll spend some on ads, but that can't be the only way that I build trust is showing up as an ad on your feed 20 times a day. I know people who've done that. But
Wait, I have to just interject something because this is because I'm talking about trust. This actually made me laugh so freaking hard, and I think you'll understand when I say this. So I saw somebody's Instagram post yesterday about, and then we're just talking about the whole trust thing. And literally, she said, "I did this without having to do paid promotions." And I'm like, "But this is a paid promotion."
Oh my gosh. Oh
Anyway,
my
sorry,
gosh.
I had to
This
interject
is
that
an
because it was
ad
like.
that you're running and you said you built your business without ads. That's hilarious.
Anyway, so but again, it goes back to
Yeah.
trust. I was like, oh, eh, no.
Right. So we are so quick to find anything that's off, any little thing that like doesn't smell right
Yeah.
and they're gone, right? And so how do we do the opposite of that? How do we break through the moment that people, so essentially, so the whole premise of what I teach and what I do in my business is help you create an instant connection the moment that somebody new, i.e. a cold lead, cold audiences, come into your world. So you're still doing the work of bringing them in or being out there in some way. The brand video helps with that because it's pinned in all of those locations and very visible. But the idea is once people do come, what are you doing to separate yourself from everyone else and to create an instant connection? And the reason that instant connection is important, Jacqueline, is because I'll just give you an example. When you sign up for a lead magnet, most people, when they do, they start getting emails, right? And so this is actually how I started my business, where I was signing up for all of the things and buying all the low ticket stuff and the high ticket stuff and just spending a ton of money. And every time that person would come into my inbox, I'd be like, who the heck is this person? I have no idea who this is. I don't remember what they're about. I don't like, how did this get in my inbox? I don't know who they are.
And you hit unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe. If you're smart, you unsubscribe. Obviously now I unsubscribe a lot more freely, but like at the time I was like, ooh, I might need this someday. I might need this,
Right.
depending on where you are in business, you might hit that unsubscribe faster or not. But the point being, you still don't know who that person is. And I got to thinking, I was like, this is a terrible way to do marketing. And this is all we're doing, right? We just want to grab people's emails and hope that over the span of 50 emails that we send them, they might open a couple of them. They might put together who we are, right? They might see us on social a couple times if the algorithm is in our favor. And so I was like, this is a terrible idea. The antidote to that is if you grab that person the moment they meet you and you have the equivalent of a really beautiful, intimate, powerful coffee chat from friend to friend, right? Bestie to bestie moment. And if we can condense that into a 2.5 minute video, that person will never forget you again, right? Because we don't forget people where we have that connection with. Like you might remember a conversation you had 20 years ago with somebody, right? And how much more so if you saw them kind of regularly here and there online, you'd obviously remember that. And so how can we do that? We obviously can't have in-person or even Zoom conversations with every single person that meets us. How can we compile and condense this into one single video experience that makes people feel that way about us so that every time we show up, they're actually paying attention because
Right.
they've activated what I call the four trust triggers. And so that's what the brand video is. It's how to tell your story in a way that's going to create those connections, that connection, and also activate the four trust triggers, which
Right.
are so trust trigger number one is people need to feel that you get them on a very, very deep level. So it's not just you're their demo and you're speaking their language. Oh my gosh, you're definitely not using AI script for this. You are talking about what they crave.
Authentic.
Right, authentic, which is unfortunately become such a buzzword, but
Right.
really in you're talking about their deepest cravings. So it's not just like kind of a desire level, it's craving level. It's what's keeping them up at night level. Like what is like churning inside their soul. You really want to get as deep as possible. If you can get to that and talk about it even better than they can, that's trust trigger number one. You get me. Trust trigger number two, you care about me. You're not just some bullshitter with a bad stripe screenshot. I'm not just a lead in your funnel. right? I don't, people don't want to be treated as leads. They want to know that you care about them as humans, that you're legitimately invested in their results, and that, you truly care. Like, you're going to go out of your way to help them and to meet them where they're at. You're not just trying to make a sale. You're not just, it's funny, I've been working with a copywriter, and one thing she sent my way for this trust trigger was like, you're not just a credit card with legs. Look, yeah,
Right.
that
It's
works.
not transactional. It's beyond
Exactly.
transactional. It's you're building the relationship, then, it's not the transaction.
Exactly. So number trust trigger number three. So you got to hit those two. Trust trigger number three. This is where the authority piece comes in. And this is unfortunately kind of where we tend to focus a lot of our efforts on, right? We need to show up as the authority and the expertise piece. And that's all good. I shouldn't even be saying it with a voice like that, because that is important. Like, we want to spend money on somebody that we can actually trust is going to solve our problem, right? But we not only should they be able to solve our problem, we should feel like they're capable, not just because of their expertise, but because they get us really deeply and they care about us. They have that expertise. And number four, our personalities align, right? Our values align. And this is where the like comes in from know, like, and trust, right? So I want to feel like, oh my gosh, I actually want to do business with you. I actually like Jacqueline. She's awesome. Like, I like her story. I like her value. I like what she stands for, what she stands against. Like, I would want to talk about her to other people. I want to be proud that I signed up with her and that I went into her program and started buying her products. And so that's trust trigger number four. So when you have all of those trust triggers activated in 2.5 minutes, boy, is that sales cycle going to be a whole lot shorter, because people have now found their solution and it's just a matter of, a gentle matter of timing. This is where maybe you're going to add a bit of urgency or scarcity, or those triggers still apply, but it's not a heavy lift like it is where you're trying to build trust over months and months and months and months of showing up.
Right. And it's so, it's interesting, and I love this approach because I think at the same time it's a complete almost like a little bit of a 180 versus like the lead funnels that you see from other people right now where they have a video and it's like, "Hey, you just jumped into that. Now, okay, no, jump into this." Or, "Oh, I'm so glad that you've taken that step." And you're like, it just becomes cringy. I hate, it's like
Yeah.
you just feel like you're automatically being
You're on a
sold.
conveyor belt of products. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you do like then you get you see that I'm like, no, I don't want that. I'm not gonna upgrade. And everybody has the same thing, that flashing arrow. Yes, click now to upgrade, upgrade, upgrade. I'm like, oh, please, right? Or and it's way to go for like starting a trend with all of that. But at some point, it's almost like we all have it's PTSD on it
Yeah.
because we see that funnel of how people have been using it. I'm like, no, let's get it so people do know, like, and trust us. And it might be a little bit more warm and fuzzy versus somebody sitting in a chair,
Old hard sell. Yeah.
like a hard sell, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is why emotional marketing is where it's at for 2026. It's less about, like you're saying, transaction. It's less about how much money can we squeeze out of one person in a short amount of time? But it's 100% about how can we serve them genuinely so that their problem is solved. They're happy people. We're happy. Yes, we're making money. Yes, they're investing, but it's not just about the transaction. And so at the end of the day, it's like creating that human connection so that it's not an AI transactional experience.
Right. And so I want to just kind of bring this to, leaders, right? Because leadership and people and companies, I think sometimes like I love this idea of also, how this can attract people to companies. And also, and I also I one of the things that I'm also just thinking about, and I have shared this with some people too, is like how people can actually use a video about themselves to present to get into a company if they
Oh
want a
yeah,
position.
100%. Yeah, I mean, the brand video, my core audience are folks who are experts or have personal brands. They might be coaches, and they are basically, for the most part, selling their expertise online. But I only kind of chose this lane because I needed to choose a lane in
Mm.
order to build my business. I wanted these people to know that this is perfect for you. However, like literally every business would benefit from a brand video. That is a perfect use case for a brand video. There are companies that use a similar style of brand video that I teach in order to recruit people. So, it's a lot about the values piece of the founder of the business or the CEO. And yeah, 100%, that's an amazing calling card. So my clients use their brand video not just for marketing, but also to land in the New York Times or CNN or Good Morning America. And so it's just a fantastic door opener. We can't always be meeting people in person, even when we're, sometimes in the same room. You're not going to be able to necessarily get in front of all the people that you need to. Sometimes you don't even know if they're the right people that you need to get in front of. But this idea that your video can create that connection for you, it's 2.5 minutes. It's something that's easy to send and it's non-transactional. So this is an interesting point. You were talking about all sorts of other marketing videos that get swirled around. The brand video, there's no call to action. At the end, it's literally, imagine if you were sitting and having this coffee with a really close best friend of
My
yours.
coffee.
There you
Yeah.
go. Cheers. And at the end, they were like, interested in knowing more or want to buy my product? Click here. That just becomes transactional. And I'm not saying don't sell. Selling is serving if it's done in the right way. But it's this idea that we don't have to send people anywhere. All we're doing is creating connection, right? And it lives in an environment where there are plenty of opportunities for them to opt in to whatever they need to opt into.
I love it. I love not having that call to action at the end of because it again, it doesn't make it takes away that transactional aspect of it. And I really feel like it makes people realize that the person on the video is really showing up true authentically. And we've I co-authored a book and it's called Charting True North, but it's we coined the phrase authentic. So being really truly authentic in what you are doing, because you're just not trying to push somebody to do something. And I think it goes also back to, I think what something is really important, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, is that you're showing up, like, would you not say that people are showing up more confidently because they're just being who they are and they're coming out with their action, it's showing their brand. And I think that's a really important piece that people sometimes forget, is that each and every one of us is a brand, whether
Oh,
we want
yeah.
to believe it or not. Like you, before you walk into the CEO position of a company, you're a brand.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about, it's what you're associated with, right? And how people would talk about you when you're not in the room. And so what are you, so the interesting thing, Jacqueline, is that you either control that story or it's told for you. So unless you're actively working on shaping the way that people see you and how they position you and how you position yourself, they will position you for you. And so taking control of that brand, that story, that's all it is. It's just what story are people telling about you? How are they remembering you? That's what a brand is. But I think
Control the
sometimes we
narrative.
exactly. Sometimes we overcomplicate. It's funny because this was maybe like a couple years ago where I started using the term brand video. And this other business owner who actually helps, she's a business coach. And she said, I don't, how did she put it? She was kind of turned off by the word brand in brand video. She's like, I don't feel like I need anything for my brand. And I'm like, are you for real? Like, do you maybe you don't realize what brand is, which is just the narrative, the story, the positioning that people have for you and for whether you have a business or not. We all have a brand. And so I think sometimes we think of brands and we think of like McDonald's and Pfizer and Chrysler.
Tissues,
Exactly.
Kleenex,
And
right,
it's
whatever.
no, it's like every living thing, every idea, right? If it's whether it's a business or a person, has a brand.
Right, they do have a brand. So listen, I think this is really important. I want you to understand this. First of all, I need you guys to make sure that you are connecting with Mariana. But let me under just point out, what you say and how you say it, and you control your narrative. So whether you're having, how you're showing up online, how you show up truly does matter. And I like to say, like, I think this is kind of, something that's really important that I feel like that I'm kind of pulling out of this, which is unstoppable success is not about louder marketing. It's about clearer positioning and deeper trust.
A
So,
100%.
right? So it's not about being the loudest person in the room. It's not about being loud. And loud could also, I think of like being like many, 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 like throw, like all the darts you
Volume,
can answer,
right?
right?
Where you don't have to play the volume game to win, to break through.
So
You
I
have
think
to
that
know
is
exactly what to say, and ideally you're saying it pretty early on, so that impact and that brand is created, that trust is forged, so that every time you show up and every time your name comes up again, or your people think of you, people mention you, all of those brand associations, all those feelings resurface, right? And so we buy so much based on emotion. There's actually a study by Harvard Business School whereby 95% of purchasing decisions are made subconsciously. They're not made in the logical part of our brain. They're made in the subconscious part of the brain because they have to do with feelings. We all love to shop. We all love to buy things. We just don't like to be sold to, but we love to buy. And so this idea that we are going to buy from people that we whose values we align with, we're going to buy more and more from people that we want to be associated with because we're building our brand, right? We're like, I don't know, I don't have a good example in front of me, but if
No,
I'm
but I, you
brand
know,
name,
I think what I love to think about building your brand, and whether you guys believe this or not, I think of Andy Warhol, right? You have 15 seconds to make a first impression. And I'll give you, something that has for me, which has always stuck out in my brain, is that, my dad was a sales professional. Like he and my mom worked together, which was crazy. We can go into stories about that, but we're not here for that. But my dad always said, and people have said this, but it was something that was a lesson that always, said, like, dress up. Like, I don't mean like dress, yes, you do need to dress well. That's a big issue I have with people. No offense for anybody that likes to wear shorts and a t-shirt to work. If you have an important meeting, that's very different from my brain, but that's a whole other story. But show up. Like, if you want to be that CEO, if you want to go to that next level, dress up to that level. But it's the same thing. It's your brand. How do you show up? And I'll never forget my dad. When I was a kid, my dad went into this store, a great men's shop. Actually, they also did women's. But anyway, walked out with this beautiful, beautiful suit. He had a big presentation, and he's like, "I'm gonna show up." And I like to this day, I can remember him walking out of the store wearing this freaking
That's
awesome
awesome.
suit. But it's true. Your brand matters. How you show up, it builds that trust. I love what you are doing. And listeners, think about how you show up as your brand and the story that you're saying, because you control the narrative. And you should definitely connect with Mariana to get your story straight and get a video. Get on the site.
One and done too. I love that's one of the things that are really appealing about what I teach and in my program is that it's kind of one and done. Brand video will last you for years to come in your career path and your business. And it's also great for people who don't like showing up all the time, who don't want to be on their cameras or on their on social media 24/7. It's the video that does the job for you. It is because right now, Jacqueline, so every minute of the day, people are meeting you online, right? So what are you showing them? Right. In my case, you found a 404. You found a page that didn't work. Everything you're showing you have out there is building your brand. And so what does that experience look like for somebody meeting you on LinkedIn, somebody meeting you on your website? What is the picture they're forming of you? And so the brand video helps, like we said, you can either hand over the paintbrush or you can paint the picture yourself and hand them the picture. And so what is the story that you're letting people tell about you? And so what we do is we look at your story and we look at what you're trying to achieve, like who are you speaking to and how do you want them to feel about you? And then we paint that picture in the form of a 2.5 minute video that you will have in your business for years to come or in your career for years to come.
I absolutely love it. Okay, so how can everybody connect with you?
Yeah, so I'm on LinkedIn, Mariana Henninger. I'm sure you'll have a link and my name in the show notes
Yep.
there with just one N. The first one and two N's, it's kind of a lot of N's. And then I'm also on Instagram at Brand Magnetic. And I have a cheat sheet for folks. So it's the brand stories that convert cheat sheet. So if you want to start understanding how to look at your story again, because it's not your origin story, it's not your highlight story, it's what story do you need to tell and how in order to create trust in the person seeing you, in order to build the brand that you want to build. And so you can grab that at brandmagnetic.com/cheat sheet. It's a free resource that you can get started with creating your own brand story that's really going to move the needle for you and your business.
I absolutely love it. So you guys, you know that I'm going to put that in the show notes. I'll have all of those connections and all of those links. So please do me the favor because brand is so important. Having a great video is really important. So if you know somebody who a video could help, if you know somebody, and I'm just going to put this out there because I see it all the time on LinkedIn, people are looking for positions. You know what? This is a great thing for someone to do to get their video out there. Please, please, please share this. And also connect yourself with Mariana. She's absolutely amazing. So do me the favor, click record, click subscribe, and then share this with your friends, your business associates, and anybody that you know that could actually use a little bit of a brand boost. I am Jacqueline Strominger, the host of Unstoppable Success. Thank you, Mariana, for being an amazing guest and sharing this with everybody because it is so important. Know, like, and trust is so important these days. Again, thank you everybody for listening and keep tuning in to Unstoppable Success.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Unstoppable Success podcast, where we don't just talk about growth, we leap toward it. If something today lit a fire within you, sparked a new idea, or gave you the extra push forward, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode and podcast with a friend, colleague, or fellow high achiever. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review, and most importantly, connect with me, Jacqueline Strominger, at leaptoyoursuccess.com for coaching, community, and your next bold move. Keep leading with intention, keep building your network with purpose, and most of all, keep leaping. Because you were meant to be unstoppable.